Terry Flanagan is next. Terry.
Well, Derek, my book is a book on lichens. Or do you say lichens or do you say lichens?
I say lichens, but what do I know?
Well, I'm told that people in Ireland tend to say lichens, whereas people in England tend to say lichens. Personally, I like lichens. Again, is it tomato? Is it tomato? Anyway, that's what my book is. It's on lichens. I've had a fascination for them for many years now. I remember going down to a course down in Waterford to the Biodiversity Data Centre down there on lichens, and I was blown away by it because I never realised that Ireland, it's a hotspot. There's approximately 1,300 different species found throughout the country. And lichen expert Paul Whelan has just recently released The Lichens of Ireland and Great Britain. Now, this is a book for anyone who is in interest or if you want to learn more about these intriguing little creatures. So I travelled down to Middleton in County Cork to meet Paul, to observe some of the local varieties and to chat about his book.
Now, Terry, come over here and have a look at this.
God, this is a lovely spot we're in. We're in what, just outside Middleton in County Cork. Where exactly are we?
We're actually at Saline Creek, a little outlet here, coming in off Cork Harbour.
Now, what we've come down to see are the lichens here. Now, the first one I see here on the wall, I recognise it. That's Xanthoria.
Oh, the famous Xanthoria parotina, yeah. It's probably the most abundant yellow lichen in the country.
And you've recently published a new book on lichens. Fantastic book. Two volumes. Tell me a little bit about it.
Two volumes, over 720 species described. It's taken me 4 years' work. And what makes this book different from basically all the others is that I have included all the techniques for identifying the lichens.
Tell me, what exactly is a lichen?
Well, that's a very simple and complex question at the same time. A lichen really is a lump of fungal tissue with some little green algae growing in them.
So it's a symbiotic relationship.
It's a symbiotic relationship. The algae are photosynthesizing, passing sugars over to the fungi. The fungi are protecting the algae and also keeping it, if you like, attached to the substrate and giving it its own miniature little environment.
Mm-hmm. So your book, it's an ID of all of these lichens, but it's not just about that. It also includes the history of lichens in Ireland.
Okay, I'll go through the book in general terms. From the beginning, we have the basic biology of the lichen, which you have to have an understanding of in order to identify them, because all the descriptions make reference to certain features. That moves on to the ecology of the lichens. Some of them grow in woodlands, some grow in creeks or estuaries like we have here. So that's all described. Lichens are like garden plants. You have some that are sun-loving and some that are shade-loving. So, you know where to look for them. You know what side of a tree a lichen is generally going to be on. So we cover all of that. And then there's a discussion on the history of lichenology. Originally, I was writing just about Ireland, but you can't isolate a country. So I had to return, if you like, to the basis of lichenology in Europe. And really, from just before Linnaeus, the famous Linnaeus who brought in the binomial system, up to the present day. And in fact, talking about the history, we are about 5 kilometres here from where Isaac Carle, an Irish lichenologist in the 1860s, where he lived. And Isaac Carle made a great contribution to lichenology. He was actually a general botanist, a very good general botanist.
You also mention about Matilda Knowles in the book. She was a very famous lichenologist.
Yes, Matilda Knowles was from Belfast, came to work in Dublin, and around 1909, the Clare Island survey was set up, and the idea was to map every single thing, not just living thing, but also all the archaeology and the geology of Clare Island. We also have other Irish lichenologists of note, one of them being Ellen Hutchins. So back to the book there, Terry. In the book, I put in this history of lichenology, both from Europe, for the emergence of the concept of a lichen, to people like Matilda Knowles and Ellen Hutchins. Mm-hmm. So the book is very comprehensive from that point of view.
So who exactly is the book geared towards?
The book is geared towards any amateur naturalist who actually wants to get a grip on lichens.
Because not many people will actually go out and look at lichens. People go out and they'll go bird watching or they'll go mammal watching or whatever.
But we've walked down here, what, 100 metres or so, and we've seen 10 or 15 different species of lichen. We've watched runners go by. We've watched people walking their dogs. Not one of them paid any attention to them.
Well, yes. The interesting thing about lichens, despite their fabulous range of forms and that, is that their interest lies just below that of the what the naked eye can pick up. So really, to look at them, to become interested in them, you need a 10x hand lens. Not a higher magnification, maybe a bit lower, but don't go above 10x. And once you put the 10x hand lens down, you're going to see all the various structures that help you to identify them.
And the idea of the book is to stimulate them into getting a hand lens, get out there, bring the book with you and have a look for your lichens.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So all the little structures that help you put a name on a lichen are emphasised in the book with little arrows and magnifications. So if anyone takes one of these lichens and is serious about trying to get a name for it, the book will certainly lead you to that.
Lichens, have they any use at all? Most people would look at them and they'd say they're just like dirt growing on a wall or a tree.
That's interesting you say it like that, because Carl Linnaeus himself called them nature's paupers. The interesting thing about Linnaeus is he never used a hand lens or a microscope, even though they were coming into vogue in science at the time.
One thing about the book is the quality of the photographs. They're absolutely stunning. Are they your own?
Most of them are my own, but obviously no one person can photograph them all. There's just so many. And not only that, the photographs I chose from others and from myself were chosen to show particular morphological features, in other words, features of the anatomy that helps you identify them. So to answer your question, most of them are mine, but others are from lichenologists around the world.
This book would certainly make an ideal Christmas present for somebody. But really what you'd need to add to it would be a hand lens.
Absolutely agree, totally. I'd love to have added a hand lens into the book myself, but it would have obviously been too bulky and that. But if somebody is giving it as a present, you must get a 10x hand lens to go with it.
You and really open up a whole new world if you do
totally
that.
Totally new world, as they say, a Lilliputian world. Yeah. The amount of detail you can see at 10x on the lichens is fabulous.
And one thing that's different from, say, bird watching, these lichens, they're not going to get up and run away or fly away. You can stay out in a spot like we are here in Saline Creek in County Cork and just spend the day studying lichens.
Yes, indeed. They don't move from place to place. They don't change from season to season. And you can spend hours learning just about anything about lichens. Just need patience and a 10x hand lens and my book.
And the book again?
It's The Lichens of Ireland and Great Britain, A Visual Guide. And I'd like you to know, Terry, that it's Ireland and Great Britain. We're so used to books in this country being Great Britain and Ireland. So here we have an Ireland and Great Britain book.
Thank you, Terry and Paul.